Hi, welcome. This is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, bringing you 5 minutes of hope to focus on what you know, what is possible, and what you want. Let's start with what you know. Let's pick an idea. It could be any idea that has been floating through your brain. It doesn't have to be a well-developed idea, just something that comes to mind as only an idea. And begin to notice where you think that idea that is only an idea. Notice that it is floating around in your brain, disconnected, that you're not really sure where it came from, when it started, because it's just an idea. And when it's just an idea, it floats in and out of awareness quite quickly. It's unstable, and it doesn't do anything. So let's take that idea and turn it into a possibility. And the way we turn ideas into possibilities is we imagine them. We imagine them with all of our senses, with sight and sound, with feelings and smell and taste and temperature. So do that now. Take that idea and say, if that idea were part of the world, what would I be seeing? Would I be seeing a diagram? Would I be seeing myself interacting? Would I be seeing a place? And take a good look. Build in some visual details that go with your idea. And then notice that there are sounds associated with your idea. Sounds in the idea, sounds around the idea, the sound of your voice as you think about the idea. And pay attention for a moment to all of the different sounds that are part of this idea. Now let your awareness drop into your body and notice that even as you are listening to my voice, your body is full of sensation, of areas of tension or relaxation, of different twitches or tingling, of temperature. And all of these are present as you think of that idea. And then as you focus on the sights and sounds of that idea, you will notice changes in your body, changes that are part of imagining this idea. And you can scan from the top of your head down through your body, noticing where something has changed because you have this idea, making it as real and vivid in your imagination as any memory that is stored there. When we take our ideas and we clothe them in the information of our senses, we tell our brain that we expect this to be possible in the world, that we expect to be able to live this idea as we have lived other experiences. But we do not know yet. Do you want this idea to be true? Is this an idea that it is good to make real? Test it out. Think of one thing that you know you value. One thing that you want because you have it and you love it and it's good for you. It could be a relationship, it could be a characteristic, it could be a place or a thing. Pick one thing you know you value. And as you think about it, notice how you represent that. Did a picture spring to mind and then a feeling? Did you start with the voice saying, "This is the thing I know I want"? Did you start with a feeling in your heart or your gut? Because people have lots of different ways of knowing what they want. But everyone has a way to know what they want. And you can take your way of knowing what you want and hold that in your body or your eyes or your ears as you go back to the sights and sounds and feelings of that possibility. And if it's something you want, you will find that the wanting makes all of the sensory reality more vivid and more important. And this is how a possibility becomes an opportunity, because your wanting adds a dimension to your imagining that makes it so much easier to recognize elements of what you want, of your idea, of your possibility, as they come into being around you and are available to you. This is how hope works in your life, to move an idea into a possibility so it becomes an opportunity for you to get something good. If you'd like to learn more about how hope can work for you, visit us at NLP hopecanada.com and visit us at HOPE, our conference November 29th at the University of Toronto. Registration details are at nlpcanada.com.